Sitting on a bench in the Parque Santander, having his shoes shined before it was time for the tribute to begin, Majarino was suddenly sure he'd just seen a long-dead political cartoonist. He had his left foot on the wooden crate and his back pressed against the cushion of the chair so his old hernia wouldn't start acting up, and he'd been letting the time slip past by reading the local tabloids, the cheap newsprint blackening his fingers and the huge red headlines telling him of bloody crimes, sexual secrets, aliens abducting children from barrios on the south side. Reading the tabloids was a sort of guilty pleasure, something he allowed himself only when nobody was looking. That's what Majarino was thinking about, the hours he'd lost here given over to this perversion beneath the pale sunshades, when he looked up, away from the words, as one does to remember better, and finding his gaze met by the tall buildings, the ever-gray sky, the trees that had been cracking the asphalt since the beginning of time, felt as though he were seeing it all for the first time. And then it happened. It was just a fraction of a second. The figure crossed 7th Avenue in his dark suit, untidy bow tie, and broad-brimmed hat, then turned the corner beside the Church of San Francisco and disappeared forever. In an effort not to lose sight of him, Majarino leaned forward and stepped off the crate just as the bootblack was about to apply the shoe polish to the leather, leaving an oblong mark on Majarino's pale gray sock, a black eye looking up at him accusingly from below, just like the man's half-closed eyes. Majarino, who until now had seen the bootblack only from above, the shoulders of his blue coveralls speckled with fresh dandruff, the crown cleared by an encroaching baldness, found himself facing a veiny nose, small protruding ears, and a white and gray mustache, like pigeon shit. "Sorry," said Majarino. "I thought I'd seen someone." The man went back to his work, the well-aimed strokes of his hand applying shoe polish to the instep. "Hey," Majarino added, "could I ask you a question?"
"Go ahead, Chief."
"Did you ever hear of Ricardo Rendon?" Silence reached him from below. One beat, then a second.
"Doesn't ring a bell, sorry," said the man. "If you want, we can ask my colleagues after."
His colleagues. Two or three of them were already starting to pack up their things. They were closing up chairs, folding cloths, putting brushes with scuffed-up bristles and dented tins of shoe polish away in their wooden crates, and the air, beneath the commotion of the evening traffic, filled with the sound of metal banging together and lids being screwed on tightly. It was 10 to 5 in the afternoon. Since when had Bogota's bootblacks worked fixed hours? Majarino had drawn them on a few occasions, especially in the early days, when coming downtown and going for a stroll and having his shoes shined was a way of taking the city's pulse, of feeling that he was a direct witness to his own material. All that had changed. Majarino had changed. The bootblacks had changed, too. He almost never came into the city anymore, and had grown used to seeing the world on screens or pages, to letting life come to him instead of hunting it down in its hiding places, as if he'd realized that he'd earned it, that now, after so many years, it was life that should come looking for him. The bootblacks, for their part, ruled their workplaces, those 2 square meters of public space, no longer by virtue of a pact of honor, but rather by belonging to a union, the payment of monthly dues, the possession of a laminated membership card that they showed at the slightest provocation. Yes, the city was different now. But it wasn't nostalgia that overwhelmed Majarino as he noted the changes. It was a strange desire to hold back the march of chaos, as if doing so would also hold back his own interior entropy, the slow oxidation of his organs, the erosion of his memory that was reflected in the city's stubborn forgetfulness, as exemplified by the fact that nobody knew who Ricardo Rendon was anymore. Ricardo Rendon, the greatest political cartoonist in Colombian history, who had just walked by, despite having been dead for 79 years, had been devoured, like so many other figures, by the insatiable hunger of oblivion. "They'll forget me too one day," thought Majorino.